This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. It's been an active weekend for damaging tornadoes across the central U.S. Crews in Hughes County, Oklahoma, say they've moved to recovery stage after a tornado left two dead and several people hurt. NPR's Amy Held reports the tornado risk this weekend is not over yet.
Storms today are moving across Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Missouri. Richard Thompson is lead forecaster for the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma.
There'll be some risk of tornadoes and damaging winds. I think it will be a step down from the previous 2 days.
Friday, tornadoes struck Iowa and Nebraska, wrecking hundreds of homes, including Stacy Rose in the Omaha area.
This was our forever home, and we came home, and there was no home to really come to.
Federal assistance is on its way. Then last night, more tornadoes struck, doing damage, especially in Oklahoma, to buildings, roadways, and power lines. Thompson says this is an active time of year.
We are near peak severe weather climatology for the central southern plain.
Amy Held, NPR News.
Israel's foreign minister says a military incursion into Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip could be suspended if Israel and Hamas reach an agreement on releasing hostages. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
In an interview with Israeli media, Foreign Minister Israel Katz said bringing the hostages home is the government's primary aim. When asked if that included delaying a promised incursion into Rafah, Katz reportedly said yes. If there will be a deal, we will suspend the operation. Katz is not part of the war cabinet overseeing the Gaza operation. Hamas is reviewing Israel's latest proposal. Israel has said it believes there are 4 Hamas battalions in Rafah and they must be defeated. But Rafah is also home to more than 1 million Palestinians who fled south from other parts of the Gaza Strip. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to the Middle East again this week. It's his 7th diplomatic mission to the region since the Israel-Hamas war erupted more than 6 months ago. College students across the country have been staging demonstrations to show their support for the Palestinians in Gaza. The unrest has prompted some schools to cancel graduation ceremonies this year. Some 2024 graduates may have missed their high school graduations because of the pandemic 4 years ago. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says the University of Southern California is canceling its main ceremony, but not everything.
They didn't cancel everything. So the main graduation is canceled, but the individual schools have graduations as well. So there's a lot of ceremonies that will be taking place. But like you said, I share that also, the idea that they missed their graduation 4 years ago. But hopefully their individual schools will go forward peacefully.
She said all people have a right to free speech, but all students need to feel safe. This is NPR News. Police in San Antonio, Texas, are investigating a shooting during the Fiesta celebration last night. They say 2 people were killed and 4 others were wounded. The annual event is held in the city's historic Market Square and celebrates San Antonio's culture and history. A British lawmaker has defected from the Conservative Party of Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. It's the latest indication of the challenges facing the governing party ahead of an election expected this year. Willem Marx reports.
In a bombshell television interview, the former health minister, Dan Poulter, said Sunak's Conservative Party was no longer focused on the country's public services. Poulter, a member of parliament and practicing doctor in Britain's National Health Service, said his membership of the Conservatives had made it impossible for him to continue looking healthcare colleagues and patients in the eye. He's joining the Labour Party with its significant lead in the national opinion polls. This rare defection, alongside the expulsion of several Conservative lawmakers and the decision of dozens more to leave parliament, has placed tremendous pressure on Sunak's leadership, with some lawmakers starting to question his future as the UK's 5th Conservative Premier in 8 years. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.
A large Hindu festival is underway in Pakistan, a Muslim-majority nation. Hindus make up just over 2% of the population. More than 100,000 Hindus are expected during the 3-day event. They'll climb mud volcanoes and steep rocks to get to one of their faith's holiest sites. Along the way, they'll toss coconuts and rose petals into a shallow crater, seeking divine permission to visit the ancient cave temple that's the focus of their worship. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.